In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Paul says something today which is almost unbelievable. It is only believable with the grace of God helping us and filling us, because what we see in the world is in dissonance to what he says. First of all, he talks about his sufferings and his afflictions on behalf of his flock, and tells them that he was made a minister on their behalf in order to fulfill the word of God, which he describes as the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. This mystery is that God will commune with man. Man can become as like unto God, so that he can know him, so that he can be perfect, not lacking in anything. This mystery was veiled in the Old Testament. There were holy ones, but they did not obtain it, as was said basically in Hebrews. And then our Lord came, and he made us capable of becoming like him. This is that mystery that had been hidden from the ages, but now is made manifest. And then St. Paul goes on to explain, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. That's us. Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ to be in us. Us to be in Christ. To know Christ because we are like him. That is the mystery. Then he explains. That is what he preaches. And he warns every man and teaches every man. To say these things, and myself as a pastor realize there's much more behind these words. It's a simple sentence. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man wisdom. But we give our blood for this. This is not just simple words. This is giving your life to another person over and over and over again. He says it laconically, which is actually somewhat rare for him, I suppose. But powerfully. Then he says something which is not in accordance with what the world looks like. Not in accordance with what we're like. Not in accordance to what we often feel and experience. He says, the purpose of his preaching is to present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Then he says, whereunto also I labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. How many of us feel the mighty working of God in us? I know it's happening. Absolutely, I'm sure of it. But how often do you feel it? How often do you feel perfection arising in you? How often do you feel the grace of God so powerfully, so palpably, that it is as if you were in a third heaven? It's happening. But there is the mundane life to live. There's things to do, people to see, bills to pay. There are minor and major irritations. There are difficulties, sicknesses. There's days when we feel out of sorts. There's all the rest. All of that human stuff. And yet, St. Paul says that the grace of God is working mightily in us. It doesn't look like it. Let's be honest about this. It doesn't always look like it. But what made the saints holy is that even though they had to deal with the mundane things of life too, and they had to deal with their own minor and major irritations and their sicknesses and their thoughts, which they could not control, which were like a butterfly they were trying to catch, or better yet, try to catch the wind with their fingers. Even though they had to do all that, they knew that the grace of God was working in them mightily. This is true. Now, we know this intellectually. At least, most of us do. As a pastor, I would say, perhaps half know this intellectually. But very few live with this sure knowledge moment by moment. I'm not talking about that you have to have some sort of somatic feeling or some sort of phenomena occurring. The people that generally have these feelings and phenomena have some mental problem. Because if a person is not holy and they're having this phenomena, you know that they're not true. At least not true if they're continually occurring. God, of course, can visit anyone at any time. But the saints, the holy ones, knew that this grace was always working in them and lived according to it. This is how we should order our life, recognizing that even in the mundane things of life, God is working in us. To feel this with certainty. It's a difficult thing. Very hard to do. You have to cultivate prayer, stillness. You have to take up your cross daily. You have to have your priorities set. As the scripture says today, perhaps slightly in a different context, you have to set your face toward Jerusalem. It's all that should matter. It's holy. And everything else that happens in your life, that's just incidental. Do you feel that His working is in you mightily? Doesn't matter if you feel it or not. You got to know it. And the way you know it is to act with it. That's how you find out that the grace of God is working in you mightily. To allow God to speak to you. I sort of have this rule. I call it the crossing my path rule. If something crosses my path, I must deal with it. I actually heard about it in a kind of an odd context of a man who took care of many, many stray dogs that were released in a part of California in the hills by the hundreds. And they would get sick and everything. And he would take care of many of them. But he had this intuition that if a dog crossed his path, he was meant to care for it. He saw many dogs. He didn't take care of all of them. Somehow, he would feel if a particular dog crossed his path, he was meant to care for it. And I thought, this is really true of people too. This is true with our life experiences. When something crosses your path, God is putting that person, that event, that whatever it happens to be, that idea, in your path. It might look ordinary, but it is actually extraordinary. Because it is extraordinary when a man gives his heart to God and when he obeys Him. Because there is so much that is being done right now, in this very moment, in this very temple, everywhere we go, to keep us from following the law of God. Because there is a battle being waged. And it is great and terrible. And we do not see it. But that does not make it any less great or any less terrible. It's invisible to us for the most part.
But we must know that it is happening. Really, success in life is to do when you do not feel and when you do not see, but because you know. The Lord complimented Thomas, but he also mildly rebuked him, because he said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and believe." The grace of God is working mightily in us, brothers and sisters, right now, and every day, and every moment. Whether we feel it or not is to a great extent dependent on two things. One is God's providence. He chooses to show His grace to those whom He chooses. Sometimes He does not. Sometimes He gives His grace and then He takes it away. And we feel loneliness. And we feel abandoned. It only appears, actually, that He takes it away. Of course, He is always near. But that feeling of Him being near can go away. And of course, feeling His grace is also dependent on how we live. If we live a distracted life, a passionate life, we won't be feeling the grace of God. But we must know that He is working mightily in us. We must understand that. We must live according to this. This is powerful living. Not based upon what you see, what you feel, but what you know. May God grant us to live in this mighty way and to become perfected. Amen.